This podcast is from Morning English.
Hello. Hi. Hey.
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's going on? Hello is always good.
学口语就来早安英文。
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's Morning English. This is Colin.
This is Winter. 欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
Hey, Winter, how do you decide when to use hello, hi, or hating someone?
Well...I guess it depends on the situation and how well I know the person I'm greeting.
Yeah, I think we should talk about this today.
Sounds good. Hello, hi, hey. 这是三个最简单的词啊，对吧？其实很多时候我们都以为可以随意替换的。可是实际上呢，在英文中啊，它到底该怎么用，跟谁说哪一个词还是有点讲究的。那这个里面到底是有什么样的区别呢？我们今天就来跟大家一起聊一聊。
Hey!Do you know today is November 11th?
哦，对对对对对，今天呢是正儿八经的双十一了。我们之前的节目啊，都一直在跟大家做预告，告诉大家我们在做双十一的活动。那今天呢是正正经经的双十一到了，我们早安英文的这个会员课程优惠活动呢，就在进行最后一天的活动了。今年来参加我们双十一活动的会员，就真的是非常非常幸运，因为除了我们的学习时间是翻倍赠送的之外呢，还有全面升级了一个专属会员福利，是一个大礼包啊，不止一项。我们呢还给每个人都准备了300元的早安小卖部的购物券，大家可以一边学习一边买买买了。大家赶快去我们的微信公众号，找到早安英文，找到我们的微信公众号，然后给我们回复双十一，就可以了解我们全新升级的会员福利详情了。今天是最后一天，名额不多了，大家赶快。
So Winter, when is the best time to use hello?
Well,Hello is somewhat formal, right? So I usually use it with people I don't know or don't know well, especially if I'm meeting someone for the first time.
Yeah, yeah. And usually in this kind of formal situation, I wouldn't just say it on its own. I would say something like, hello, nice to meet you.
Yeah, I also use hello when I'm answering the phone. 接电话的时候也会说 hello.Right?
Every time, or...?
No, just when I don't know who is calling. Like a number I don't know on my mobile, I will answer my phone and say, hello?
Yeah, me too. Although, I'm more likely to just ignore the phone if I don't recognize the number. Even sometimes when I know who's calling.
You're not very friendly.
What are you talking about? I'm the friendliest guy ever. okay. The thing to remember about saying hello...is that it's never wrong. If you are unsure which greeting to use, hello is always good.
Right, 因为我们就是当你分不清到底该用 hello 还是 hi 还是 hey 的时候呢，你说 hello 是肯定最保险的，永远不会出错的 ，right?
Right.
就是永远就是做一个礼貌、谦逊、含蓄的人是永远不会出错的。Although it's more formal than the other greetings, it's not too formal to use in other situations, so it's a safe bet. And when do you use hi?
I'd say I probably use hi most of the time. It has a more friendly feel about it.
Yeah, sounds more energetic.
Yeah.
Hi, yeah. You are very scary looking, so you need to do something to seem friendly.
Okay. I'll ignore that for now. But yeah, it's a friendly greeting, and it can be used even with strangers in a casual situation.
Right. Colin, 你知道吗？你刚来公司的时候，就大家都觉得你笑和不笑是两个人呢。不笑的时候就很吓人。好了，我不会告诉你谁说的。So, like, if you're meeting someone for the first time at a mutual friend's house, 这样叫比较 casual 的情况，比较随意，不是那么正式的场合，就可以用 hi.
Yeah, that's a good example. The only exception to this is if I am greeting someone older than I am.
哦，就是跟年长的一些人打招呼的时候，就还是礼貌一点。
Yeah.
There are people older than you?
There are some.Settle down. Look, if the person is older than I am, and I don't mean 1 year or 2 years, it's just much older than I am, I will say hello. It's a sort of a form of respect. But if I already know that person, even if they're older, and regardless of their age, I will say hi most of the time.
Oh, yeah. I use hi most of the time on the phone, too, when I know who is calling.
Right, right. But in very formal situations, I wouldn't use it. Like meeting your boss for the first time, or meeting your boyfriend or girlfriend's parents for the first time.
Ah, 见岳父母的时候也千万别说 hi, right?
Yeah, it's a bit...
Hello. You know, I think you say hey more than you say hi.
You know, you may be right. Uh-huh. I probably say, hey, how's it going? More than any other sentence.
I usually only say, hey, when I'm trying to get someone's attention. Like, hey, Colin, take a look at this.
Yeah, yeah, I do that too. Hey, Winter, turn that terrible music off.
Hey, I thought you liked that music.
No one does.
Huh. Okay. Well, you seem to use hey as a greeting quite often. Hey.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? Hey, what's going on? Mm-hmm. But it's...Always in a very casual situation, and usually with people I know well.
Mm, yeah, hey, what's up, bro, right? Mm-hmm. 就是很多年轻的就是大学生的时候，特别是男生啊，打招呼的时候就 hey, what's up, bro? 然后还有各种那种手上的动作。right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So generation gap.
Right, I'm not saying bro.
yeah, 就是好朋友之间啊，就是会这样打招呼。
Well, everybody all over the world understands hello and hi, even if they're not English speakers.
Yeah, people here in China will say hello to each other.
Uh-huh,、mm-hmm. and the French say allo?
不是 bonjour 吗
Well, often, especially on the phone, they will say allo?
Allo? Yeah, yeah. Right, no matter where you are or who you are with, hello will work.
Well, I think that's enough for today. Thank you for joining us for Morning English.
今天呢，我们就跟大家一起讲一下 hello, hi 和 hey 这三个词的一些区别用法。这是一个非常简单的 topic 啊，但是呢，也有很多同学啊，有的时候容易搞混，让 native speaker 呢就觉得有一点点奇怪。所以大家呢，还是可以去微信公众号拿到我们今天的节目笔记，然后来复习一下，把这个内容啊听清楚了，记住了。大家只要到微信搜索。早安英文私信回复加油两个字就可以来领取我们的文字版笔记了
Well, thanks for listening to Morning English. This is Colin.
This is Winter. See you next time.
See you. Hello is always good. Hello is always good.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to me to go overEverything They say the time's supposed to heal ya But I ain't done much healing Hello Can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be When we were younger And freeI've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles.